We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Will.
Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Will, the first question, well, it's going great, but Will, the question that we all have on our mind is, how the hell you sprain both your ankles at the same damn time? How does that
it's
happen?
Tough. Yeah, it's tough. And the interesting thing is, he didn't. Close, but not really. One of them is a high ankle sprain. That was the more serious one. You saw that when he got rolled over. Gosh, I forget who it was exactly, but kind of ragdolled him, rolled over the ankle. And the ankle is what gave rather than the knee, which you'd certainly rather have. On the other side, it was a simple, just he rolled his foot. The turf there in Lucas Oil is one that's always seemingly in question. And there have been more foot injuries. They'd seemingly fixed this a couple of years ago. But there was a big Guns N' Roses concert a couple weeks ago, and the turf stayed down. Mm-hmm. So maybe that had something to do with it. Blame Axl Rose. But one is a simple, relatively minor ankle sprain, like we've all had playing, pickup hoops. The other is a high ankle sprain. That's the one they're more worried about, and the one that might keep him out on Sunday.
Now, of course, he's talking about Carson Wentz. Is it just a case where the Colts quarterback Carson Wentz? Well, is Carson Wentz just – there was a term that one of my old co-hosts, Sean Salisbury, used to use, called people China dolls. And just terms of – is he just one of those kind of guys who gets injured easy?
Yes and no. I mean, there is a durability factor that he hasn't shown. I mean, he's had some fairly major injuries. Blew out his ACL, has had some back concerns. The fact is, for all the money that they've spent on this line, bringing in Eric Fisher to replace Anthony Costanzo, Quentin Nelson did a pretty good job on Aaron Donald. But the fact is, the line was terrible, and Carson was running for his life most of the time. He took a lot of hits. It was very reminiscent of Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck wasn't injury prone. He was big. He was talented. He just took too many hits over the course of his career, and one of them took out his leg. So, he's off doing whatever it is the heck Andrew Luck wants to do these days. The same could be true for Carson Wentz. He just does not look good back there. He did not look comfortable. And that comes down to the line, not to him. Is he injury prone? Yes. Does it have anything to do with these two ankles? No. That was all line play.
The reason I guess, I'm thinking about this, Hugh, and I talk about this, Hugh, and I have mentioned this before. It's not just toughness. Matt Ryan seems to have, and I'm going to knock on wood here, all the hits that he takes a lot of hits.
Iron
and yet,
Man.
Yeah, he's kind of an Iron Man. He's just sort of the opposite. He doesn't really get hurt, and yet he gets abused back there. So I'm just thinking, some guys just are, prone to it, and some guys aren't.
Exactly. And I think, when you take a look at certain quarterbacks and certain skills, you also see that. Is durability a skill? I think so. I think health is a skill. You have to take into account. Can you know, can even the most durable guys get hurt? I mean, take a look at Tua Tagovailoa. He seems to be a little fragile back there, but he also takes a lot of hits. He's also not a very big guy. On the other hand, Kyler Murray, definitely not a big guy, but he doesn't get squared up. I mean, he's kind of shifty, and when he does get hit, it's kind of those glancing blows. He reminds me a lot of early Barry Sanders, at least in that sense. But the times he has gotten squared up, He's missed some time there at the end of last year. He had what had to be a rib injury because he just couldn't move.
Talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll, as we talk about some of the injuries to the NFL. Bring us up to speed, if you would, on A.J. Terrell and his concussion that you know of.
Yeah, here's the thing with concussions is you just never know. Sometimes they clear up almost immediately. I mentioned Andrew Luck. I can remember one time he got concussed. They didn't notice it. He said he felt a little bit weird, so he checked, ended up getting diagnosed with a concussion, went into the protocol, and was out by Thursday. If you can jump through those steps, if there's no recurring symptoms, if you don't have headache and light sensitivity and all the other things, and if you're able to go back out there and jump through the hoops that you have to in the protocol, then you're back in 3-4 days. And, you know, a couple of years ago, you probably would have been back the very next day. Luckily, we've learned. On the other hand, sometimes symptoms don't go away. The Royals manager, Mike Matheny, a longtime catcher, still to this day can't look up without getting dizzy. So if you ever watch him in the dugout, he does not track fly balls. It's kind of odd looking that he doesn't follow the play, but there's a very good reason. So with concussions, you can't put a timeline on him. You can't say, well, he should be back. You can't even say severe or minor. I've seen guys barely take a hit that have symptoms for weeks. I've seen guys that get blown up and looks like they're knocked out and they never have a symptom. So we just don't know enough about concussions and brains. All we can do is look in retrospect and go, thank God he's back here in a couple days.
A little bit closer to home, Joseph Martinez, you know, he was pulled from practice because of knee discomfort. How concerned should we be about that?
Concerned. I wouldn't be too worried about it. I mean, obviously, he had a significant knee injury not that long ago in the past. There was meniscal involvement. And that meniscus is both a shock absorber and a stabilizer. It's kind of like if you had a shock absorber on your car go out. You can drive it, but you're sure going to know it when you hit a pothole or a speed bump, something like that. So I think it's smart. If he's feeling anything, if there's inflammation in there, they're smart to keep him out of training a little bit, make sure that he's ready to go. That's a very good medical staff down there, and he's come back very well from this surgery. But the fact that he's having, you know, minor issues isn't terribly concerning. As long as they can get a maintenance program, make sure this doesn't become something that keeps recurring, and that he doesn't end up with that bone-on-bone grinding that'll break down a knee and get you into an arthritic situation.
We're talking with our injury expert. I'm just looking this up here about, and I know that this wasn't on our radar here, but I wanted to ask you just kind of a broad question here. Back in March, there's a star receiver for the University of Georgia named George Pickens. He tore his ACL in the spring, okay? So he tore an ACL in the spring. Now, I understanding that he did go through surgery and understanding that you're not familiar with the extent of the injury or with the player himself here, but he went through surgery back in March. They announced this week that he's running straight line, okay? So he's running straight line right now. Here it is, you know, end of September, had the surgery in March. By and large, with a young athlete, you know, especially a young elite athlete, is there an opportunity, if you're running straight line now, is there an opportunity that you could be back and playing before the end of the year, or is that just too much to ask? Because we saw what Jalen Waddle went through at Alabama when they tried to put him back in. It was painful to watch when he was, you know, when he was playing at the end of the year for Alabama. So is it too much to ask that maybe by, you know, in another, you say, 5 weeks, that somebody could be back?
Yeah, it's probably too much with a normal surgery. Here's the thing. You guys probably remember this with Todd Gurley when he did his ACL. There was a video that came out of him just dead sprinting on a treadmill, and it was very impressive. And I mean, he's such a big guy that any big guy running that fast looks pretty impressive. The thing was, you could almost do that from day one because straight line running puts utterly no pressure on the ACL. You could not have an ACL and theoretically do that. Usually there's inflammation, some other things that keep you from doing that, and it's just not the smartest thing to do. But it's the cutting and the stopping where the ACL actually has the stress on it. So the fact that he's straight line running means absolutely nothing. That said, we've talked about this with elbows. There's a technique that surgeons are using for knees as well called internal brace, where they use kind of a Kevlar string. And there was a football player in Southern California that came back from an ACL in 6 weeks.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, I'm not going to try and get Georgia fans' hopes up here at all, Will. I was just kind of curious as, you know, well, now, of course, yeah, as we get better at being able to do this, you know, in terms of being able to, you know, get players ready. I, you know, Georgia fans, I think they're hopeful that George might be back, and it may not matter.
Yes. Exactly. That's the thing, is that we are getting better at this rehab. The straight line thing is one of those. I'm curious, since it's Georgia, whether it's the same things, but yeah, they got great medical staff down there. It is very much a gimmick that you'll often see, especially from pro guys as they're coming back, sprinting, doing a lot of things that don't stress exactly what they had. It looks good on Instagram, but it doesn't actually tell us anything, unfortunately.
Yeah, because when you got to do all that lateral movement and stuff, that's where it gets a little tough.
Exactly.
That's where it gets real tough, yeah.
Well, where can the fans find you?
You can find me on Twitter, doing whatever it is you do on Twitter, at Injury Expert, or you can follow along as we close in on the baseball playoffs. And two teams are going to miss the playoffs because of injuries. Had they had, you know, just a normal, healthy season, both the Padres and the Yankees would be locked into playoff positions right now. So I'm covering that at undertheknife.substack.com.
Makes the point the Braves are done losing Acuna and Soroka and Ozuna. Okay, I'm
that
just saying.
That's more impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you there, John.
Just saying. Don't want to hear about your injuries. We lost the best player in baseball and maybe the number one young pitcher in baseball and slugging 40 home run outfielder who just went nutty on us. All right, anyway, Will Carroll, as always, thanks much.
Thank you kindly, Will.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.